Good morning. It's the 9th of October. Our New Testament reading today is Philippians 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you part of an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. We did look at this in October last year, but this is a different section of the same exhortation. I read. Philippians chapter 3 starts with the word finally, but then enters into a long digression, for which we are mightily thankful, and resumes at 4 verse 8 with, "Finally, brethren." Paul and many of the first century believers had been greatly troubled by those who wanted Christ and the law. There were influential brethren in their ranks, and it was not until the Council of Jerusalem that the issue was squarely faced and resolved. Even so, the Judaizers continued to work by devious means. While the matter is crystal clear to us, it must have been a little difficult for those who presented Moses as an obvious partner to Christ and urged the observance of circumcision and the law as obligatory for all, Jew and Gentile believers. You will recall that both Peter and Barnabas were wrong-footed by these powerful advocates. For Paul, it was decisively clear. Between Christ and the Judaizers, there was a great gulf fixed, not out of any disrespect for Moses, but because it is impossible to marry law and grace. The one is of works and not of faith. The other is of unmerited righteousness by faith. Our works are our response to the grace we have received. Their works were their means of seeking to obtain eternal life by earning it. Those days are gone, and we can be thankful that it is so. Now and again, however, there are those who want to make laws for all of us to keep. Not advisory ones, but compulsory laws. Many of these are well-intentioned. Nevertheless, the laws can be wrong in principle when they are not the things which Scripture makes plain for us. There is always a temptation to go back to law, because law appears to be safe. Law defines and makes mandatory. We feel good when we keep it. The trouble about law is fourfold. First, it produces pride. Second, it usually affects externals and does not penetrate to the heart. Third, it provides the temptation to play fast and loose with the definition. And fourth, no one has ever kept law perfectly except the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, by law, no one is justified. There are, on the other hand, those who mistake grace for license. Since there are no laws, it is argued, we can do as we like and believe as we like. Everything is open. Let's discuss everything and see where we get. Let's enjoy the challenge of freedom to choose. This error is as destructive, often more so, than the first. There is a basic flaw in all of this. There is a law which is indisputable. It is the word of God. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. We submit to this word without question. Human reasoning is the fatal alternative to divine thought. At the present time in our community, there are those who like to think widely, liberally, and let their human minds arrive at new conclusions. The result is destructive of the faith of others and of fellowship within our brotherhood. What we need is quiet submission to the Word of God, all of it, and total trust that what it teaches is right and designed to bring us to the kingdom. Thank you for listening.